Hello and welcome to the Success Showcase. I'm your host, Eric Lopkin from the Modern Observer Group. And with me as always is Chip Januszewski from the Happiness and Success GPS. Chip, how you doing this week?
Doing great. How about you, Eric?
Doing fantastic.
It's really looking good out, and it's not supposed to snow until November, according to the forecast.
Yep, spring is in the air and summer's not far behind, so I'm all for it.
I vote yes too.
Yes. So today's topic, we're going to be talking about constructive criticism. And constructive criticism is actually something that's very important because you don't want to be critical of someone without really having a point to it or something they can do to improve. Yeah, that's one of the things that you have to think about when you're giving a criticism. Is why are you giving it? Constructive criticism gives us an opportunity to help somebody advance. But you do have to be careful in how you deliver it because you don't want to come across as complaining or nagging.
Yeah, obviously, if you come from that angle, even though you mean well, it's going to do a 180 backfire on you. Because the bottom line is if you, it's all in the approach, and if I approach you in a confrontational manner, you're just going to put up your defenses, and nothing good is going to come from that.
Exactly. If you're confrontational about it, then you're actually causing more harm than good, because the person isn't going to take your advice, and worse, they may hold it against you and cause damage to the overall relationship. So you really do want to be careful. And of course, there are some, you know, times when we're actually required to give criticism. If you're working with a subordinate in a coaching situation, there are a lot of times where you actually have to give criticism as part of the project, as part of your job. And you really do want to be careful about how you do it. And one of the things that a lot of experts recommend is this, they call it the sandwich method. And that's sandwiching the criticism between two compliments. So you tell the person something positive, and then you give them the constructive criticism, and then you finish up with another positive. And this is supposed to not just soften the blow, but give more of an overall impression of what's going on, rather than just focusing on the negative.
Right. I actually downloaded the exact same thing. It's a little bit different. Use the feedback sandwich method. And it says focus on the situation, not the person. Be specific with your feedback. Comment on the things which can be actioned upon. Give recommendations on how to improve. And very, very important, don't make assumptions. So it's really saying exactly what you're talking about, but in a different manner. And it's so important to come in there looking at the situation and not the person, and especially in a situation like you're talking about where, you know, if you are my boss, I'm going to expect you to give me feedback from time to time. And if I mess up and so on and so forth, especially if I'm new, and you come in the first time I mess up and you approach me like that, as opposed to saying, oh, you messed up here, you got to correct that. It means a world of good. So especially with new employees, that's something that you really, really got to focus on as a manager to when you're going to be talking to them about correcting some things.
Absolutely. And what you just said about the situation is so important. Because you're really offering criticism about something specific, a particular situation, something that's been done, the way something has been done. But it's very important that you don't make that criticism personal. Criticism is not constructive criticism, anyway, is not about a personal attack. It's about looking at what was done and giving it a critique so that it can be improved the next time.
Yeah, we've actually talked about event plus response equals outcome. Really what we're talking about is whatever the problem was is an outcome. And what we're looking to do is change the response by through constructive criticism, as opposed to normally a response, if something's wrong, is blaming the result on the event itself. And if you're just looking at what the situation is and you take the deep breath and do that, it's really, really important. And the other thing that I actually did was when I actually did my research on this, as far as constructive criticism, the first thing that came up was receiving constructive criticism from your manager or a peer. Use this six-step process to handle the encounter with tact and grace. The bottom line is, not everybody out there who's working has a boss that's going to act this way towards you when he's coming towards you. But that doesn't mean right. That you can't fine-tune yourself to handle this differently. And the first one, which we talk about all the time, is stop your first reaction. Take a pause. And then put things in perspective despite the way that it's coming at you. Remember the benefit of getting the feedback, number two. Three, listen for understanding. Say thank you. And number five is ask questions to deconstruct the feedback and then request time to follow up. This is where actually the employee becomes the manager. If the manager doesn't know how to do this thing right, you can turn this whole thing around. And maybe the next time he will approach you the way that we talked to as far as a feedback sandwich goes. But if you can, very, very importantly, just pause before you react. I'm not even talking about just criticism. We talk about this in life. If you want to change how outcomes happen, if your response is to pause without judging first before you respond, it does magic, and it does magic when you're receiving criticism too.
Absolutely, because one of the most important things you can do when you receive criticism is to not act defensively. You have to go into it assuming that the person is trying to help you. So take that pause, look at the situation, and understand where the other person is coming from. The minute you start acting defensively or taking a critique personally, then you've already lost the value of it. And criticism is really meant to create value. It's suggesting a change that should be positive. And that's something else that's very, very important when you give criticism, is that it should be phrased in the positive. It should be aimed at creating positive change. And one example I came across is if you're talking to somebody who procrastinates all the time, you know, if you tell them, you've got to stop leaving things until the deadline, you've got to get moving on it, that's not really constructive. That's more focusing on the negative. And it also, it's really targeting a personal situation or a personal way of doing things, you know, putting things off. So it can be taken as a personal critique. A better way is to go, you know, we could do this a lot easier if we do a little planning ahead. And this way, you're not telling them, well, it's bad that you do it this way. You're telling them, you know, you're making it too hard on yourself. Give yourself a break. Make it easier and plan ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. We talked about the person receiving stopping before they react first. Obviously, when you're going to give it, doing some planning ahead of time in your approach is so, so important. And that's exactly what you're talking about here.
Right. Again, just because we've said you don't want to be defensive when you get criticism, you don't want to be aggressive when you give it. Again, the whole idea of criticism is to help. So you have to stop and think, well, is what I'm saying actually going to help? Is it going to make a difference? Or is it just going to upset somebody? And there's something that I came across. Three quick questions that you should ask yourself before giving criticism. The first one is, does it need to be said? If it's not really important, if it doesn't need to be said, you might want to just let it go. Does it need to be said by me? Are you the right person to be giving that critique? You know, sometimes criticisms come better from certain people. We've all had situations where you can give some advice to a colleague and they're grateful, you know, they take it under advisement. But when you give that same piece of advice to a family member, it's like, well, who are you to be telling me this?
Absolutely. It's human nature. The closer you are to somebody, the tougher it is, number one, to approach them properly, and number two, to expect them to be calm when you approach them, regardless of how you do.
Right. So that second question is, does this need to be said by me? And the third question you should ask yourself is, does it need to be said by me right now? Maybe this isn't the right time. If something has just gone wrong, the person you're talking to may be too close to the situation to be able to accept criticism. Take a step back and judge. Is this really important to say right now? Or will it be better received at a later time? So it's, does it need to be said? Does it need to be said by you? And does it need to be said right now? And if you think about those three elements, it becomes easier for you to craft that criticism so that it's taken in a better light.
And overall in life, it will help you develop a lot more positive relationships with people. Because if you get that reputation for being like that, you're going to attract a whole lot of different people and touch people in ways you wouldn't imagine just by being that way. It's so important to put that in there. Obviously, we talk a lot about the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. And part four of that, which is be a leader. You know, first of all, that book has four different sections in there, each with points on how to do that. But number four, part four is be a leader. It says how to change people without giving offense or arousing resentment. A leader's job often includes changing your people's attitudes and behavior. Some suggestions to accomplish this. Number one is to begin with praise and honest appreciation, calling attention to people's mistakes indirectly. A real good thing is to talk about your own mistakes and make fun of yourself. Talk about your own mistakes before criticizing the other person. Make them realize, obviously, I'm not perfect either, even though I'm giving the criticism. Ask questions instead of giving direct orders. That's a great way. If it's like a gray area where obviously something's got to happen and maybe the person messed up, maybe they didn't. If you ask questions, you can figure out your way around that pretty quickly. Obviously, letting people save face, praising improvements, praising every improvement, using encouragement, make the fault easy to correct, and make the other person happy about doing the thing you suggest. And I saved number seven for last because this is something that you need to do all the time. Give the other person a fine reputation to live up to. And this is just the art of really, really appreciating people all the time. It's being grateful for who you're with all the time. So part four in How to Win Friends and Influence People kind of talks in the same angle, just a little bit more steps about exactly what we're doing. So the bottom line is, though, is if you can start practicing some of these things as habits for the way that you, first of all, take a look at things without judging and then respond, it's going to do a world of good, both on the giving and the receiving end.
Absolutely. And, you know, I like one of the things that you had touched on in there is about asking questions. And that's actually a great thing to apply when you do have to give a critique. Because rather than saying to somebody, well, you did this wrong, if you ask them, well, just out of curiosity, have you ever tried XYZ? It comes across as less of a criticism. just you're asking, you know, out of curiosity, have you tried this? And then you can go on to talk about how, you know, I did that once and, you know, was really helpful. And in this way, you're softening the blow, but you're also almost using the Socratic method of teaching, where you're letting them figure out exactly what it is that went wrong and how they can fix it. You're just making a suggestion. And people tend to take suggestions a lot easier than they take criticism.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you actually go back to talking about your own mistakes, if you talk about how you got out of that and how you solved the problems then, your own experiences as far as how you went from a tough moment to a little victory is really, really powerful also, especially when you're approaching people with praise and so on to begin with.
Right. And it's very helpful when you're talking to somebody to show them that, yes, you know, I'm trying to help you improve this, but you're not the only one that's made this mistake. I made that mistake. I made it a couple of times. You know, it helps that you're not coming in from on high. It's like, oh, yeah, I remember when I made that mistake. It makes it much easier for somebody to accept. Criticism as a whole is difficult for people. I mean, nobody wants to be told they did this wrong. Because unfortunately, most people, especially if they haven't been practicing a positive mindset, will take it personally. And they're not hearing, oh, you made a mistake. They're hearing, oh, you're stupid. And that's not what you want to do. You want to make sure that you're focusing on improvement, on keeping it positive, but seeing how, when this is done again, it can be done even better.
Yeah, and that helps them keep their self-esteem, which obviously this world needs a whole lot of more people doing that, because that's not talked about enough as far as the importance of helping people and everybody having their own positive self-esteem, looking in the mirror and appreciating what's there. And obviously, if you're a little bit fragile, anytime something comes up, you're going to put on the defensive thing, and it's really going to be from fearing that your self-esteem is just going to go down even more because of the fact that you're in this situation. So got to honor that. That happens to the best of us. And so that's really one of the main reasons why people react that way, because they're feeling a little bit down anyway.
Right. I mean, remember, when you're approaching somebody with a criticism, the whole reason you're doing it is that something hasn't gone right. So the person you're approaching is already dealing with, well, that didn't work. I didn't do that well. And they're already not, you know, feeling at their best. So to come in with a harsh criticism, you're just knocking them down further. And that's why it's really important to focus your criticism on specific situations and making them positive, so that you're saying, well, maybe this would work better, or, you know, how can we do this better, rather than you didn't do it right, fix it.
I like the way you just approached that too. Instead of saying something's wrong, you used the word something hasn't gone right here. And if you can say that very calmly approaching somebody, it really automatically gets you into the problem solving mode rather than, okay, I messed up, I got to do something now. It really starts the collaborative way of doing things. I love those words. Something hasn't gone right. I just wrote those down.
Right. There's an old Japanese saying, fix the problem, not the blame. And that's something that most of us are not good at doing. The first thing, when something's not right, we blame somebody for what happened. And blame doesn't help. So you have to, when you're giving a criticism, you should be removing any sense of blame. It's just, this is what happened. Right or wrong, this is what happened. You know, if we do it differently, Maybe it'll be better next time.
Yeah. And that's, we talk all the time of it. If you want to develop a positive mindset, you got to throw the word blame right out of your vocabulary. It's not if then, it's not cause effect and so on and so forth. It's really looking for solutions and being grateful for what's going on. The word blame is just, you know, it's a cop out as far as I'm concerned, but obviously we all do that. So that's one thing that corporate leaders and people criticizing, the last word that they ever want to use when they're doing that kind of thing is the word blame. Something went wrong. Let's fix it. That's all.
Exactly. Just fix the problem. And that's what criticism is supposed to be about. It's fixing a problem. It's not about cutting somebody down to size. It's not about personal attacks. It's about identifying a problem and fixing it. And again, that's something a lot of people miss. And again, what we said earlier is before you offer a criticism, you have to ask yourself why you're doing it. If you're doing it to help fix a problem, by all means, go ahead. If you're doing it because you're trying to cut somebody down to size, or if, you know, the Germans call it Schadenfreude, where you're trying to sort of pick at somebody going, ah, look what you did, just walk away. Because that's not going to help anybody, and it's certainly not going to help you. So when you're offering the criticism, you shouldn't shy away from it. You should offer it, but again, you have to make sure it's constructive. And the difference between criticism and constructive criticism is that went wrong. Constructive criticism focuses on how to fix it. And that should always be your focus.
Yeah, criticism in itself is blame. Constructive is trying to fix the problem and coming up with a solution. So it's solutions-oriented, working together, teamwork type thing.
Right. And there's certain things that you should always remember when you're giving constructive criticism. One of those things is you really want to try to make it a discussion. Constructive criticism isn't a rant. It's not letting your anger out. It's a discussion about what happened and how you can do it better. And again, constructive criticism, not supposed to be about anger. If you're too angry to really think about what you're saying, walk away. That's not the time to give criticism. You want to actually come at it from a fairly neutral place, focusing on just the facts. That way,
as you said before, ask yourself the question, is this really needed now? Is this necessary? And that kind of thing.
Right. You want to really make sure that your message is well-reasoned and fair. Otherwise, you know, you're going to come off as patronizing, you're going to come off as antagonistic, and the criticism won't be well-received. Something else, when you're giving somebody criticism, and it goes back to, should this be said by me? Constructive criticism is most effective when it comes from a trusted source. If you don't have that relationship with the person you're talking to, maybe you're not the right person to be giving that advice. At its core, constructive criticism is suggesting a different course of action. Well, if they're going to take that different course, they have to trust that you know what you're doing. If you don't have that trusting relationship with them, think about who else can give the advice, because maybe they'll take it better from someone else. And again, as I said, you want to ask yourself, does it have to be right now? There are certain times where you don't want to give criticism. Certainly, if you're in a group of people, you don't want to shame the person in front of people. Very often, it's best to do it one-on-one in a quiet place where you can have a discussion rather than just saying, well, this isn't good, you need to change it. You want to encourage the change, but you want to suggest something. You want it to be, hey, this can work better. Why don't you try this? And if you put all of that together, people are a lot more likely to accept what you're saying, accept the criticism, because they'll understand it's not a personal attack. You really are trying to help them. And that's the key. If they don't understand that, they'll never take your criticism. So we're just about coming up on the end of our time. So, Chip, what do you think is the big takeaway our listeners should have from this week?
Well, criticism is going to happen. You're either going to be on the receiving end or the giving end or both, but it's going to happen. So the first very, very important point is whether you're receiving or giving, pause. If you are giving, prepare ahead of time. And then always come from gratitude for the person that you're dealing with. Begin with your praise and appreciation. Give that person a fine reputation to live up to, that kind of thing. But it all starts with that pause before doing anything.
Yeah, I think the big takeaway is that when either giving or receiving criticism, you want to make sure that it's not coming from anger and you're not being overly defensive. The point of criticism is to improve a situation, and that's how it should be approached. Once you start getting into anger and defensiveness, it all goes out the window and nothing gets done. So really take that time to focus and make it about solving a problem. You've been listening to the Success Showcase. You can catch us every week at blogtalkradio.com/successshowcase. You can also find us on the iTunes Store and the Apple Podcasts app. Remember, make this your best week ever and make next week even better. See you then.